Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Wednesday edition. And as always, you can join us via phone at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Or via our website at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Everything on the site totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All right. Well, that's enough of trashing the cops because we did that throughout hour number two.
But it's so fun, Ian.
It's so easy. They give us the material.
Yes, they do.
I tried to come to the defense whenever
it's indefensible.
Seemed logical.
But what they did was indefensible.
There were certainly some areas where it was indefensible.
All right, so let's move on to, let's go back to the kids, because we started talking about kids in hour number one, and let's return to that. Mark, you've got something about children being excluded. It hurts when you're excluded.
This is one of those touchy-feely, bedwetting, liberal kind of articles, and I just love them. Should we let kids feel exclusion sting? Some questions move to protect children from disappointment and failure. Benny Grossman cringes each time a student mentions a birthday party during class at her Boston, Massachusetts area preschool.
Yikes, a birthday party.
The rule there and a growing number of other American schools is that parties and playdates shouldn't be discussed unless every child in the room is invited.
Oh my.
Wait a minute. They can't even talk about it?
This is preschool. These are 4-year-olds.
Oh, you've got to be kidding
me. 4-year-olds aren't following their little rules about you can't talk about parties where everybody's not invited.
Yeah, kind of like when you bring in something to school, you have to have something to share with everyone or
yeah,
you can't have it.
Yeah, that's a
Gone are the days when a kindergartner dropped a handful of party invites in the classroom cubbyholes of their closest buddies. Today, if anyone is excluded, the invitations can't be handed out at school.
We need to protect our children from hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but a lot of these 4-year-olds probably only see their friends at school.
The idea that protecting kids from rejection is crucial to safeguarding their self-esteem has gained momentum in recent years.
No, it's not.
Let's not forget that not only can you not pass out the invitation at school, so you can't have passed out the invitation at home. Say you mailed them all to their little addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Your 5-year-old was able to get the addresses of all his 5-year-old friends and somehow transmit them to mom. Mm-hmm. And mom was able to send out these 9 invitations. Then those 9 kids who had the play date that was sent to the invitations were sent to their house.
They can't talk about it.
They can't discuss it at school because it still might make the other kids feel bad.
Not only can you not invite the other children in school, but you can't even make mention of the plans that you've got coming up.
Yeah. I wonder, are you allowed to discuss it after the fact? I mean, after the party's taken place?
No, I doubt, because then it's rubbing it in their face.
Face, yeah.
Right.
Now, listen to this one. This gets a little weird. Take Valentine's Day. At some schools, a second grader can't offer paper Valentines or harp-shaped candies to a short list of pals and secret crushes anymore. They give cards to everyone or no one at all.
Wow.
Now, where's the next step to this? Because the next step, it's nuts. Because it used to be, it was sort of a competition who got what. And
who got the most Valentines. And
we generally gave Valentines to everybody, as I recall, at school. Everybody got one. But you selected who got which Valentine.
Right.
Like the one you liked went to the one you liked, and the one the Valentines you didn't like went to the people you didn't. And you wrote things on each of these Valentines, and sometimes you wrote better stuff to some people than you wrote to others. Does it have to have the same writing? How far are we away from the same writing?
Not far.
If you say to one classmate, I think you're cute, do you have to say to all the classmates that I think you're cute?
It sounds like that. It sounds like that's where they're going.
French kiss with one boy in the closet, do you have to French kiss all the boys in the closet? Do you have to French kiss all the girls in the closet?
I completely disagree with this.
Your wife with every citizen in town?
No, I mean, seriously, how does that build anyone's self-esteem? The point of the way you build your self-esteem is by being knocked down and getting back up on your feet. Mm-hmm.
I agree,
this is coming from someone who has a low self-esteem, believe me.
It absolutely is true. I mean, if you, what kind of self-esteem are these kids going to have once they get out of this protected little environment where everybody has to French kiss everybody else? Then
There goes the real world.
Way in the real world.
Exactly. No. This isn't the real world, and isn't that what we're supposed to be getting our children prepared for when they're in school?
Yeah. You would think, but actually that's not what they do in school. What the purpose of government-run schools is, and these aren't even government-run schools, it's preschools, right? Or are they government preschools?
I think I got the impression that they were government preschools.
Okay. Is it California?
No, this is Boston.
Huh. Boston, of all
Massachusetts,
places.
Massachusetts, baby.
Figures.
Wow.
So what they're doing is they're actually not preparing you to exist in the real world, per se, Melissa. They're preparing you to go and be a cog in the system.
Yeah.
To go and be a good little citizen, to never question what it is that you're told, and to go and work at a for some corporation for the rest of your life. That's what school prepares people for.
I think school does that, but I don't think the people that instituted this particular rule are. I think they really do want.
They want to protect the kids.
They want all the sharp edges in the world to be rounded off, and they want all the hard things to be softened.
Right. Well, they remember when they were a kid and how much it hurt when little Johnny got a Valentine and they didn't, and they don't want that to happen to the next generation. It's a typical parental sort of idea of, well, I'm going to protect my child from feeling bad because I felt bad as a child and that wasn't fun, and I want my child's childhood to be entirely fun and no bad feelings whatsoever. Childhood should be totally innocent and you shouldn't be harmed at all.
Well, childhood is growing into an adult.
Yes.
And part of being an adult
learning lessons.
Learning lessons. And some lessons are hard.
And some of those lessons are that not everybody is going to like you.
And I'm curious to know, I mean, if these, does that mean that if some people accept the invitation, or not everyone accepts the invitation, then nobody can go to the party now? I mean, is that where this is going to end up going someday?
It's an excellent question. I don't think that that's the case. But, you know, they want to make everything equal. Like, here, take sports, for instance. In many towns, scorekeeping no longer happens at soccer or softball games.
We didn't do that in pre... Is this all preschool? This isn't all preschool.
No, we're talking about kindergartners.
Okay, because you said preschool earlier. Okay,
right. Word preschool did appear in the article, but this is not about preschool.
Now it's making more sense. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. In many towns, scorekeeping no longer happens at soccer or softball games played by kids under 8 or 9. Win or lose, every player in the league gets a trophy at the season's end.
Well, so lame.
Fine to give everybody a trophy, but, I mean, the purpose of this is it's a competitive sport, therefore
they're trying to take out the competition. See, the purpose now is to have fun and everyone to feel good about what they contributed.
But what makes it fun is the competition behind it.
No, what makes it fun is getting out with your friends and kicking the ball.
Well, I think that here's the thing is what they're doing is they're lying to kids.
Yeah.
Look, in life, there's winners and there's losers. All you have to do is sit on Main Street, and you can see the winners and you can see the losers.
Let's start handing out awards to the bums.
Now, you get to decide who the winners and the losers are. Right. I'll admit to you, the bums don't work, so they live a life of luxury. Mm-hmm. But, you know, by everyone's rules, there are winners and losers.
Sure.
So... it's just lying to kids. Look, there's winners and losers. Sometimes people get hurt.
And is that what we're condoning here? I mean, is that how we want to raise our children in today's society?
It's not how I would want to raise my kids if I had them.
I certainly wouldn't.
As with many child-rearing trends, some parents and educators see wisdom where others spot foolishness. Many see a mixture of both. You try to do things gently when they're little because it's still hard, says Grossman, who is raising 2 teenagers while teaching preschool. But I think this is a problem, and it's a growing one, because kids grow up, have this inflated sense of self-worth. Whether they're earning anything, it's always, whenever they earn anything, it's always a trophy. They have no sense that you have to work hard to get some things.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because somebody's not going to give you that Fortune 500 chairman of the board job that pays $1.5 million a year if you just because you're
and this actually contributes to the entitlement mentality that people have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of if you just try, you'll get a trophy. All you have to do is go onto the field and we'll give you a trophy. Well, you take that out into the real world and you turn in a report to the boss that's half the length that he wanted it to be, and you say, "Hey, boss, look, I did my best on this."
Yeah.
Are you going to give me a raise?
I did my best. I'm an airplane pilot, and I flew the airplane into the side of a mountain, but I did my best.
Mm,
you know?
Right.
I can't help it. You know,
we should give him an award posthumously.
I'm a preschool teacher. I'm a preschool teacher, and all the kids in my care and tutelage are dead now.
If we don't,
but I did my best.
If we don't give him an award posthumously, his relatives might get upset. 800-259-9231, and we don't want anyone to have hard feelings in America anymore.
It gets worse.
Oh, there's more? All right, 800-259-9231. If you've experienced this with your kids in school, I want to hear your stories. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. What I'd like to know is, have you experienced, as a parent, or maybe as a student, have you experienced this everyone's a winner mentality that they have in the government school system these days that Mark is telling us about here. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo, which means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you've got a story from San Francisco, I believe.
No,
Boston.
No, it's
Boston,
it's
San Francisco.
Talks about several different areas, but
I see.
You know, it's just saying that around the country this sort of phenomena is growing.
It is indeed, because the government is in charge of schools, and typically socialists work for the government school system, and so they try to indoctrinate their socialism into their kids as much as possible and turn them into a bunch of mushhead weenies, basically, by saying that,
that's what's happening.
It's okay. You're going to play soccer today, kids. Now, we're not going to actually keep score, and you're just going to go out there and have fun. And it doesn't matter if you never shot a goal in, you're going to get a trophy afterwards anyway.
I'll tell you, you know, the little boys, they know what the score is at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell the other little boys that lost,
you suck.
And oh, yeah.
That's just what they do. And the little boys that got the trophy for losing, they toss it.
Before
you really think they toss it?
Why wouldn't they?
What good is it?
It's a loser's trophy. Who wants the thing?
Even if it says the same exact thing on it as the winner's. And I don't want it to come across as though I was some mean jerk in high school and I'm just trying to shove my way onto others. I was one of the guys that was picked last for all of the sporting events.
I wasn't picked last, but I wasn't picked first either.
I was picked second to last. Sometimes I got second to last.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was not great at this.
I turned out okay.
I was going to say, I mean,
I'm a little bitter.
I'm not bitter at all.
Mark, were you a bully in school?
I grew into a bit of a bullyhood afterwards.
Like, yeah.
As I got older.
Mm.
I can honestly say I wasn't a bully in school, that's for certain. But I can't see where this is going to do our children any good at all.
They're trying to protect kids from any sort of negative feelings in their childhood. And I don't think that's necessarily correct. I think that, as you put it before, Mark, we should be preparing kids for the real world. And the real world has tragedy. The real world has consequences.
Yeah.
The real world is not, Barney's Playland. It may be okay when you're 2 or 3 years old, because then you just don't want the kid to cry. But after that, I think it's time to start inculcating them with reality. And it's policies like this, and the government school system, is one reason why our kids are still kids at 24 when they get out of college. We have a country full of adult children in America, and this is part of the reason why. Give me some more examples.
Susan Real, a mother of two living in Madison, Connecticut, doesn't see a downside to inviting the whole class to a birthday party. When they're in first and second grade, their friends...
Are you going to pay for it?
Their friends are so day-to-day. It's who they played with yesterday, she says. So to pick one or the other is short-sighted on the parents' part. She believes that schools are paying more attention to children's feelings because they understand better today the damage done when a small group of kids is consistently excluded.
Damage.
Look, the kids that are consistently excluded aren't consistently excluded. They're consistently included in their own little group. I mean, this is the way it was. I absolutely went to a private school where there were between 40 and 50 kids that essentially went from kindergarten through eighth grade. Some came and some left. I'll give it to you. But I'll bet you that 50% of the kids were kindergarten through eighth grade when I was there. And there was, you know, there were always kids. I mean, essentially, you had your friends the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my best friend was my best friend the whole way through.
Was there anybody that was excluded who was the loner, the kid that nobody liked?
Yeah, that happened.
That's what they're talking about here. Those are the people that they are trying to protect.
But
they can become psychopaths.
You can't protect them.
But what if they become psychopaths?
So what if he's invited to the party? He knows he's only invited to the party
because he has to be,
and I guess I'm speaking,
which makes it even more false in his mind. The the apparent likingness that everyone is showing him? They're showing him.
They're not apparently liking him. The kids are not apparently liking him.
The parents are trying to play it off as though they are.
And, you know, that happened, but then it happened that many of the parents did exactly this. They invited all the kids to the party. And then what happens? Well, they make fun of him there, and they make fun of him worse. They're more vicious because they're free of the chains of the school.
Good point. Let's go to the phones and talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Ladies, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
I was just interested. It was interesting you're talking about this because I was thinking how socialist it really sounds to me. And Melissa mentioned earlier about how when you had some kind of special candy, you couldn't just have it. It had to be everyone's or it couldn't be anybody's.
Right.
And you remember that, Melissa? You mentioned that earlier?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does remember. She just walked back to the studio.
Okay.
I remember that.
I'm sorry. I thought you were there. Anyway, that just sounds to me like it's inculcating socialist mentality to children at a young age. And now everyone thinks that everyone has a right to everyone else's property.
Right, and they also double inculcate it. At the beginning of the school year, they send everybody out with a list of crap to buy, and of course, most of the stuff you never use throughout the school year, but what they do is, in some schools, I don't think it's everywhere, but in a lot of places, they have the community bin, and all of the children are ordered to turn over their pens and their pencils and all the crap that their parents had to buy them that their parents thought was going to be for their kid. They have to dump them all into some community pile for everyone to use. So it's definitely going on.
Everyone is the same, so you can't have individualism is looked down upon. You know, if everyone is the same and no one can be better than anyone else, I mean, isn't that's like the perfect socialist thing? You heaven forbid you step out of the you know, the main thought of, okay, everyone has to have everyone else's things, or
we all have to have yellow number two pencils. You cannot bring a red pencil, otherwise you might make the other kids jealous.
I'm not a number. I'm a free man.
As time goes on, that's becoming less and less the case.
Yeah,
anything else, Matthew?
Socialist slave numbers.
Indeed, sir.
So that was it.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello there, Serge.
Hello, Melissa.
You're on the air.
Yes. Well, I have to say that while I don't agree with these government school socialist policies, I have been, and I still am, a victim of bullying in school a lot.
Oh, I was a victim as well.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us are advocating bullying here.
No.
I don't think that any of us are suggesting, hey, if you're in school, go beat up some kids that look like they might be dorks.
And I don't think any of these policies are going to prevent bullying either.
No.
Hang on a moment, Serge. Want to come back? You can tell us your stories about being bullied. I was bullied a bit in school as well, of course.
You look like it.
And then, of course, I took that and turned it around and passed the violence on to others. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Wondering if you have experienced what we've been talking about all hour, which is this mentality that is prevalent throughout the government school system, especially, I think, more so in the elementary system, where everybody's equal. It's Valentine's Day, so if you're going to bring in a Valentine's Day card for one person, you have to bring one for everyone. This is kind of mentality that we don't want to leave anyone out. We don't want anyone's feelings to get hurt. Children should be raised without having their feelings hurt.
They should never have their little knees bruised, and nothing bad should ever happen to them.
Have you experienced this, maybe as a parent or as a student? 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 120,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting, all kinds of topics for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We go back to Serge in New York. Serge, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Now, you were telling us that you had been bullied in school. Serge? In New York?
Yes.
Yes. So you were saying that you had been bullied while you were in school.
Yes. So as you were, what you were saying about the everyone's equal mentality is that while, as you said before, it is most prevalent in the elementary grade, because certainly when I was in kindergarten, you know, this was 1996. I don't know if things have changed since then. Probably
wow.
Not. But
gosh, 96. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm young.
Go ahead, sir.
What's it called? But there was always this. I was invited to so many birthday parties because, again, the rule in my class was in New York public, not New York City, but New York State public schools, was that if you have a birthday party, everyone in the class has to be invited.
This is nuts to me.
Wait. Let me point of clarification. That's if you just have one, not if you are going to invite people in the class.
You're
going to
invite people in the class. That's
so if you're going to invite anyone in the class outside of class time and the word gets out, then you could get in trouble for that if you didn't invite everyone.
Yes.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Serge, I just want to clarify just a little more because that's not really what's being described in this article, and I just want to make sure. So if I have a party at my house and I invite... As a matter of fact, this happened at my 12th birthday party. I invited my two or three best friends, mm-hmm. and we all went to Chuck E. Cheese, and we played video games and ate pizza. If I invited them, say, outside of class, which certainly my mother could have handled inviting those three boys outside of class. Now, if I invited them outside of class, Serge, what are you doing with that phone?
I think you hung up.
Serge, are you still there?
Ask your question anyway. I want to know what you're
doing. I want to know, will I get in trouble for inviting them outside of class? That's what doesn't seem
likely. That's what
likely
it sounds like.
That's what it sounded like he was saying, but I wasn't sure.
That's what it sounded like your article said.
No.
He was saying only if you're inviting people in the class,
but
you have to invite everyone.
But you can't talk about it.
But you can't talk about having gone to Chuck E. Cheese either.
That's what I'm saying. If the word gets out in class that there's a party going on and everyone hasn't been invited to, then you can get in trouble for it.
And how did what is?
You can get in trouble for speaking about it. I think.
Yeah.
You would only get in trouble, but they would call you into the office. Look, Mark, Johnny. Billy, whatever.
Don't talk about this.
That's the rule. If everybody
wrong.
Didn't get to come, you can't wave
like
it in the other
phone
kid's
line
face.
Open. Serge, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There he is. So, did you get to hear my question or not, Serge?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Oh, jeez. What'd you do? Kick the phone across the pavement or something?
No. I accidentally pressed a button.
Okay. I want to know if I invited some friends to a birthday party outside of... My mother invited them outside of class, and we went to, say, Chuck E. Cheese, and then... and people found out about it. Say we talked about it the next day during class. Is that the problem? I mean, where's the problem come in here? What's against the rules?
The problem comes in is just in this, especially my area, that they don't want to hurt the kids' feelings, essentially.
Well, I understand the feelings hurt, but what have I done wrong? Where have I violated the rules?
Is he going to get in trouble for talking about the party with
yes.
his friends?
So I'm not allowed to talk about the party or I'm not allowed to have the party?
You can have it, you just can't talk about it in the class.
It's a secret, right.
So what are the repercussions if you discuss it?
Well, then the school would probably call your parents, since you're a kindergartner, you're not responsible for it, but
mm-hmm.
the school would call your parents, and you'd have a principal or some bureaucrat saying, ooh, you can't have, please tell your kid not to talk about that in class.
If the principal called me on that, I would say, hey, that's my kid's life. He's allowed to talk about it in class.
Not in our class.
There's not a problem with that.
Yes, there is. At our
According
school, there's
to
a
them.
Problem. You're hurting kids' feelings.
Look, no. You don't have a school, bureaucrat. It's my school. I pay the taxes.
I'm the administrator here, and you don't talk to me that way.
Go to hell.
Yeah, well, your kid's out of a school.
They can't kick my kid out of school.
They can't do that. They can.
Yes,
I guess,
they can.
What?
If
not
you
what
say
I said?
Something, yes, they can.
Not what a parent says?
Good.
Yes,
oh, there's
absolutely.
Been plenty of times where they've... kids been kicked out of school. There's recently in my school, in my high school, there was a kid whose parents, you know, the administration decided they didn't like his family. And, you know, he's gone.
For whatever reason,
there's
he's suddenly gone, right?
No doubt in my mind
gone,
that they
right?
would dislike my kid's family.
Yeah, they'll exactly find right. a reason to get your kid out of school. Trust me.
Anything else on your mind, sir?
Not really.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I do hate bureaucrats and when they're, you know, doing their official duties. Sometimes they can be nice.
Very rarely.
But no, it's not true. Most of the time they're nice.
At least around here, I found that it's rare. I've actually found that maybe the smaller the government, the nicer they are.
Not particularly
because I've had nice
helpful, but nice.
I've had nice encounters with bureaucrats in, say, up in Keene, for instance, in New Hampshire, where we're moving to. All right, 800-259-9231. Are you a parent? Have you been in the system? Have you experienced this mentality of, we can't hurt anyone's feelings. We don't want the children to realize that life is hard. Life is tough sometimes. And there are going to be, inevitably, times in your life that you are going to have your feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That someone is going to do something to harm you or harm your mentally harm you. It's not right. It hurts, but we all have to deal with it and get over it and be adults.
I'm just curious to know. I mean, wouldn't you rather your child not get invited to the party if, say, for example, somebody doesn't like your child, rather than your child going to the party and being there and being excluded from everything that's going on in the first place? Isn't that going to hurt the child's feelings more?
It sure is, especially if the child has a mom that wants to sort of force him into socializing
yeah.
with the kids in his class. Oh, look, Johnny, you've got an invitation to Sally's party.
You must go.
We're going, aren't we? No, Mom, I'd rather stay home and play Nintendo. Well, you're going to the party because you need to learn how to be sociable. And then she shoves him into a situation
yep.
with a bunch of kids that he'd rather not be around.
And they'd rather not have him.
Exactly.
Well, and then everybody, when Johnny arrives, says, oh, man, look who's here.
One of these little blue state bedwetters here says, when we went to school, people were bullied. Now, we know kids have a much greater instance of suicide and depression when they've been bullied. So, I mean, I don't know what her point is.
I missed that.
People were bullied previously, but now they're
killing themselves?
Yeah, now they're killing themselves when they get bullied.
She's saying kids are more sensitive now, so we have to protect them extra.
Right.
No, what it is that you hear this sort of news more often. In 1958, when you were growing up, you didn't get the news that some kid committed suicide across the state.
Right.
The fact is,
yeah.
you hear more news about rapes and suicides and this kind of tragic stuff, because that's what sells.
They were just
right.
barely beginning to track statistics at that point on that sort of thing.
And the evening news wasn't like that.
Right.
They hadn't figured out how sensational it was. So, anyway, Jolie Nichols, as a mother of two, disagrees. She believes kids in her Minneapolis neighborhood would benefit from competing for a trophy or handling a mild bit of rejection.
Finally, somebody with some sense.
Well, there's been a few. They bounce back and forth. It's just natural and it's realistic to have to deal with these things, she says. At her 7-year-old daughter's gymnastics class, everyone receives the same ribbon or medal for their performance, regardless of how well they've done.
They think kids are stupid, right? I mean, is that what it
yeah.
is? They think kids are stupid. Because, like
but
you said,
they don't want to hurt their feelings, Ian.
But kids know that they're being played with. They know
yeah.
that the adults are treating them like they're stupid kids.
Rather than imparting self-esteem, some experts believe that kids, this gives kids an unhealthy sense of entitlement. Self-esteem comes from those who believe you have about yourself a job well done. For when you've achieved something,
yep. says this doctor here.
And here you get something for doing nothing.
Nothing.
It's not something you can just pour into a child.
More is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live, and anything goes.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, final segment of the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Still time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. And support the show. We got a couple different ways for you to do that. There's the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's totally voluntary. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it, learn about the perks that you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and find out about what exactly we're doing, because it's $3 a month to become an amplifier. Now, again, we give you everything on our website for free. So it's not like you're going to get access to the archives, because those are free. It's not like you're going to get access to the bulletin board system, because that's free. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com if you just want to help Free Talk Live spread across the nation. If you like the show and you think that other people in other areas of the country should be able to hear it, then that's what we're doing with the money. We take the $3 in, we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live to more stations, to promoting it to more internet listeners, and essentially spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world. So if that's important to you, amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you've got shopping to do online, do it through us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get all your shopping done. We get a percentage of the sale if you enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com, to the phones, to the amplifier line. And he's gone. It was Michael in Alabama. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to try Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. Why do we like that repeat with the radio thing in the background?
Echo. I think that's the phone, not his radio.
Yeah,
but
the phone. I don't have the radio up.
Yeah, that's my fault.
All right, what's on your mind?
Before I get to my main issue, I want to talk a little bit about this thing you've been discussing about school.
Yeah.
You know, whenever people mess with the pecking order of things, it screws things up.
It always does.
And you know, I think you mentioned at the very end about entitlement. Yeah, like, a lot of these kids, you know, they're selfish brats, you know, this next generation. And
I think they're all, have always been selfish brats. I mean, people are sort of selfish. People are
selfish by nature,
and
sure.
Kids are sort of brats. But I think that there's a special little twist to it now. And
entitled and selfish.
I don't understand.
They're spoiled. That's what it breaks down to.
Yeah, just piling it on, right?
Yep.
So, Adam, go for it. If you got some other comments, do it, because this phone line situation is almost intolerable. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Also, like, the color red, they don't want them to use markings and stuff. And by the same logic, why don't they just give all the kids the same grades, right?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so really quick, you guys had Aaron Russo on the show about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell everybody about the movie, like all my friends, but there was like a New York Times article that came out, and during the interview, he said that there were 8 Supreme Court decisions made about taxes.
Yeah, I believe he said something like that on our show, yeah.
And did you guys see the movie?
Yes, we did.
Does he cite all those Supreme Court cases?
I don't recall. It's been months since I've seen the movie. We saw it in a preview when it came around. It was touring the country before the actual release. So I don't know. You can go to freedomtofascism.com, and if he's got citations there, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know if he does.
Yeah, because I was wondering. I know you mentioned it during the interview about how reviewers were kind of ignoring parts of his documentary, and you know.
In America, Freedom to Fascism, he talks about how the IRS has never answered the questions of thousands of Americans that have asked them very simple questions like, show me the law that requires me to pay income tax. And also he talks about the Federal Reserve System. And so there's a lot of claims made for sure. And a lot of these claims sound really radical to people that are embroiled in the system as it currently stands. And they can't stand the idea that someone would question income taxes just on their face, that someone would question the Federal Reserve, that someone could question the greenbacks in their wallet. And so a lot of the reviewers, being statists and big government people, naturally were off put by the movie.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that kind of discredits him a little bit, during the New York Times interview, they said something about he has like a $2 million tax lien, and it's like he didn't want to answer that, you know.
Well, I'm sure he does have a tax lien if he doesn't believe that the government can legitimately tax us. I'm sure that there's been some issues there.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either. I mean, if he truly believes that, then hey, man, I wouldn't pay it either.
And it's just like them to attack the messenger instead of the actual message itself. Typical,
of course.
Typical approach. Thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the easy way out. Attack the messenger for all of his personal errors and misgivings and problems. And
yeah,
don't talk about the actual content of the show or the message.
He spent God knows how long putting together this movie and promoting it just so he can get out of his $2 million tax lien.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. He put his own money behind this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a totally independently funded thing, as far as I understand it.
And there's an excellent chance that he could lose every penny.
And speaking of ignorance and Americans, we were talking about these movie reviewers being totally ignorant to the nature of the monetary system in the country, being ignorant to the nature of tax law in this country, and not even wanting to even hear questioning, which is what that movie is. It's questioning all of that. They don't even want to hear about it. People are clueless in America. In fact, Mark, you've got a story about how clueless we really are.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of this, but I'm going to read it anyway and try to stick with me on some of the numbers. They get a little crazy.
All right.
Some 30% of Americans cannot say what year the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks against New York's World Trade Center and the
30%.
Pentagon took place.
30%.
30%.
Now, that's really high.
While the country's preparing to commemorate the 5th anniversary of the attacks, they claim nearly 3,000 lives and shocked the world. 95% of Americans questioned in the poll were able to remember the month and day of the attacks. That means 5% couldn't. I mean, do these people speak English?
I was going to say, I'm surprised that 5% couldn't answer that question.
I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure speaking English is part of the requirement to actually take a phone poll.
Now, that may not be true.
Here's where it gets to the interview.
It gets really weird here. When asked, 30% could not give a correct answer. Of that group, 6% gave a year that was earlier, and 8% gave a year that was later. 16% admitted they had no idea whatsoever.
Wow.
So essentially, half of them were wrong, and the other half said, I don't know what year September 11th was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The memory black hole is essentially the problem of the older crowd. 48% of those who didn't know were between the ages of 55 and 64, and 47%, so half and half. 15% was in the 55-64 cell, and 15% was in the 65-plus cell. And this is of 1,000 adults, random selected and margin of error.
So only a few percentage points were actually people under the age of 55?
Just barely. Just a little bit.
Right.
So it's 30% of people didn't know.
But those 30% were all over the age of 55 for the most part.
And 5% of them weren't. 5% of those 30%.
Right.
So, that's 300 people.
Now, old people forget things, right?
50 people didn't were not.
Why can't we just chalk this up to memory loss with age?
Alzheimer's.
This is 55 to 64.
Isn't that typically when most people would? You would think people in that age range would remember things
those
like that.
Those are the people that. Those are the business owners. Those are the movers, the shakers.
They're voters.
They're definitely voters. They're also the people. What our politicians are.
Isn't that getting
all
close to the baby boomer somewhere in there? Isn't the baby boomer like generation right around in that
age
range?
They're hitting retirement right now.
Yeah, they're starting to hit that age.
That's the top end of the baby boomers and the bottom end of the greatest generation, the silent generation.
I'm just really shocked at those numbers. I didn't think it would be that high, especially in that age range, because you would think those are the ones who typically know more about the world events and are more involved in them.
The only explanation I can come up with on this is they've lived through more years, so there's more years from which to pick.
Yeah, so they get a little confused there. Oh, my God, how long ago was it?
But even so, it's been such an event. I mean, I could understand that as the years go on, it gets harder and harder to remember, say, what year World War One was kicked off. I believe it was 19...
Okay.
Yeah.
World War I?
19... No,
13...
1908?
It would have to be later than that.
That. It was...
When was the Duke assassinated?
Oh, man, Archduke Ferdinand,
I thought it was earlier.
I have no idea.
Okay, so see, the farther you get away from an event like that, an important event like that, the more muddied one's memory becomes.
Right.
But we're talking about 5 years.
Right, it's not like, it hasn't even been five years yet.
We're talking about not only 5 years, but something that is memorialized in popular culture on a yearly basis. I mean, not 1 year goes by where you don't see some sort of... if you watch TV, well, you don't see some sort of a retrospective on 9/11.
They're about to come out with the movie, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
If I remember correctly, they're about to come out with that movie, and I think these people watch news and see the TV.
Of course they do. Fox News' demographics are up there.
Yeah.
That's who watches Fox News and all those news channels.
And they
don't watch
the year.
That stuff. Fox and CNN and all those guys, they are clawing their eyes out, trying to figure out how to get young people to watch their shows.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Show's got it down.
Oh,
Comedy
yeah.
Central, they've got that demographic locked in. But the old people are watching the news.
1914 is when Archduke...
I was close.
Franz
I said 1913.
Ferdinand. Yeah, you did.
Well, but I said 1917 for when the U.S. entered the war.
Okay.
That's probably right around 1918.
I don't have enough show to be able to research that.
We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
We've got more show tomorrow for you. And join us then and in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. David.